This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Wyffels Hybrids. I'm Mark Magnuson. The U.S. House passed legislation to protect U.S. farmland from ownership by foreign adversaries. The Protecting U.S. Agriculture from Foreign Adversaries Act would give USDA Secretary a permanent seat on the Committee on Foreign Investment in the U.S., or CFIUS, requiring reporting when China, Russia, North Korea, or Iran buy U.S. farmland. We will hear more about the bill coming up next.
This past spring, thousands of farmers across the Central Corn Belt planted Wyffels hybrids on their farms. There was no public fanfare or social media hoopla, and they certainly didn't become TikTok famous, but they did become Wyffels famous. At Wyffels Hybrids, we celebrate our independent farmers who choose to keep their seed decision local and U.S. farm family owned. We can't promise 15 minutes of fame, but we're working on that extra 15 bushels an acre. Plant your independence with Wyffels Hybrids.
The Protecting U.S. Agriculture from Foreign Adversaries Act is sponsored by Washington State Republican Dan Newhouse. The Senate has a similar bill. Rural New York Representative Nick Langworthy managed initial floor action on the House measure.
40 million acres of America's farmland are in the hands of foreign entities.
Langworthy says the issue is personal for him in his own district.
It's driving the entry costs of potential new farmers to be higher with each passing year. The land where American farmers grow our food, our fuel and fiber, is precious and should be treated as such.
Not parceled out, Langworthy says, to entities of the Chinese Communist Party.
This legislation, of which I am a proud co-sponsor, is an important first step in ensuring that the CCP, through its loyal entities, is not able to buy up our most precious commodity, our land, threatening our national security, our sovereignty, and our ability to feed ourselves. Food is security and will always be national security.
China's U.S. farmland holdings amount to several hundred thousand acres, or less than 1% of foreign-owned farmland. But China's purchases near sensitive U.S. military sites have become a growing security concern for officials and lawmakers. For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those five daily news stories to your inbox each day. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.